Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 15th of October. I'm Paul White, and it's an honor to have you with us. We're here 365 days a year with the DDP, and we range anywhere from usually 5 to 10 minutes talking about different passages of Scripture, most of the time going left to right through a book chronologically. For the last few months, actually beginning with the 1st of July, we've been working our way through 1 Peter. We occasionally break away for some other things, air some question and answer sessions from the road, once a month do a DDP essay edition. That comes up at the end of the month. It'll be in just a couple of weeks. For today, we're in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, arriving at a passage that I find particularly interesting, the latter portion of the verse. Peter speaking in the first half of the verse that we have all been gifted, minister the gift we have to each other, and do it in this manner, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The as good stewards part is part of the Christian responsibility. Don't shy away from the phrase responsibility. I'm not talking about responsibility to be righteous. I'm talking about responsibility now that you are righteous. Mature people understand their role and their responsibilities. 1 Corinthians 4, listen to Paul in the first few verses. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. With me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. He who judges me is the Lord. That's a powerful moment where Paul says, look, I don't think I've done anything wrong. You don't have the right to judge me if I have anyway. But it doesn't justify me that I know nothing against myself. And this is sort of a great justification passage of my justification is by his finished work, my faith in his finished work. No one else has the right to declare me just. However, I know that there are responsibilities that come with being who I am. I want to be a good steward of it. I want to share it the way that it should be shared. And I think every believer should take that responsibility into themselves. But it's the latter portion of verse 10. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, that is of particular interest to me. Let me start, first of all, with something that Paul said so that we understand this phrase manifold. 1 Corinthians 12, Paul said there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And the phrase diversity there are allotments or various kinds. Now, Peter uses the manifold grace of God as multiple or various kinds, but the Greek for manifold is even more, pardon the pun, even more colorful. Why is that a pun? Because the Greek for manifold is multicolored. We are good stewards of the multicolored grace of God. This is particularly interesting when you consider that Peter has been talking to people throughout this book who are undergoing persecution. We've been reading to you in the New King James, so we actually lose a little literary comparison here. Go back with me to 1 Peter 1:6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. If you're looking at the Old King James, it says, you've been grieved with manifold temptations. And the Greek word there is the same Greek word Peter uses in that fourth chapter, manifold temptations, 1 Peter 4:10, manifold grace. Multicolored grace for multicolored temptations. I like to say it, I think of it this way. Grace is not always a black and white thing. It covers all the colors of the spectrum because there are many issues in people's lives. And so it's oftentimes difficult to pin down, it's oftentimes difficult to even pin down the solution to what someone's going through. You have to allow grace to reveal to them the area that needs worked on. I know in my own life, I might have something happening a little bit physically or mentally or whatever, and I won't know what it is I need to change. Now, I can go to the Lord and say, Father, would you heal me? But it's not often, it's not always a healing. Let me give you an example. A couple of years ago, I was having some issues with what felt like the nerves in my arm and my back and my chest and my shoulders. And I would feel like I was getting numb, like my fingertips were getting numb. And I would have this severe pulling feeling in my shoulder blades. And I would notice it. It would kind of come and go, but it was sort of this underlying thing. And I would pray about it, and I took communion over it, and I, you know, Father, I need an answer. And this went on for months. And it would, I changed recliners. I bought a new chair because I noticed that certain times I'm sitting in my chair, if I set my chair too long or a certain way, it seemed like it got worse. So I go through this rigmarole, get a new recliner, and it doesn't go away. And I'm just short of going to a doctor to go, what's going on? Do I have some sort of issue? And I noticed I'd go on the road to minister. And if I were on the road for a long trip, like one of those 4 or 5 day trips, it would all go away. And I started making that connection, going, something's up with what I've got going on in one spot versus what I got going on in another. And I was flipping over in bed one night in the middle of the night and just uncomfortable. And it crossed my mind that my mattress felt a little lumpy. And I had this sort of revelation, heard this little voice in me that said, maybe you should buy a new mattress. I would go down the hall and sleep in a different bed and sleep like a baby. But I wasn't sleeping in that bed enough nights to find out if that was the issue. So we went and bought a new mattress, and within 3 days of sleeping on that new mattress, all of the symptoms were gone. The tingling was gone. The tightness was gone. I was just sleeping on a bad mattress. I use this illustration because I told this to someone recently. I had been asking the Lord to heal me. I didn't need healed. And He could have. He could have just fixed the nerves and the muscles, and then I would have got right back in bed and it would have came back. Sometimes you don't need healing. You need knowledge. And I call that manifold grace. You need multicolored grace. You don't need black and white in that area. You need something else. And I needed the knowledge to know what to do. So in many cases over the last year or so, I've learned this. I stop praying for what I think I need. I start praying for wisdom and the manifold grace of God. Show me where I could make a better decision. Show me how I could spend my money better, how I could treat my body better, how I could do this. Show me where I'm failing in this area so that it can be fixed. And I found that the manifold grace of God covers our manifold testings, temptations, manifold testings, manifold issues, the multicolored junk we have to go through. God has multicolored grace to get us through, and that is good news. God bless.